You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The popular Boulder food blogger Ilana Amsterdam has celiac disease. So does her son. It's an autoimmune disease that's triggered by eating gluten. And after their diagnoses, she knew she was going to have to cook differently. But she refused to make two different meals. You know, one for the gluten-free people in her family and another for the gluten eaters. And this means that what she cooks has to taste good to everyone. Well, that challenge has led her to write several cookbooks. The latest is called Paleo Cooking from Ilana's Pantry, gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes. Ilana's Pantry, by the way, is the name of her blog, and this new cookbook just made the New York Times bestsellers list. Ilana, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so some might think living gluten-free is already a tough step. Now you add dairy-free and grain-free to the list in this latest book. Why?
Well, I was diagnosed with celiac disease in 1998. That was kind of the dark ages of gluten-free and celiac. When I would try and order a gluten-free meal in a restaurant, people would look at me like I was part of a cult or some special religion. It's a lot easier now. But the gluten-free diet didn't really work out for me that well. I didn't improve health-wise as much as I wanted to. So I went on the grain-free diet a couple of years later, which worked very, very well. And I've been on that ever since. I kind of woke up one day and realized, heck, there's a name for this. I'm on the paleo diet, as paleo got bigger and bigger a few years ago. And the reason my recipes are dairy-free is because I have so many readers that have dairy allergies. The book is also nightshade-free as well, because I have readers with dairy allergies and nightshade allergies.
Nightshades like tomatoes, right?
Tomatoes, peppers, potatoes. And my readers are my extended family, so I'm always trying to incorporate as many foods that they can eat in my recipes for them.
Well, you know, some people are going to hear this and say, you've taken so many things off the table. How could there possibly be recipes to be made?
Yes, it's funny. When I'm going to someone's house or when I'm going out for dinner, they say, well, what can you eat? And if you look, Ryan, at the cover of this new book I have, we have bagels, we have apple tarts, ice cream, roasted chicken.
And you have, in fact, an entire chapter that is about cookies and pastries and crackers.
Yes.
So what? Talk to us about a kind of magic ingredient that allows you to make everyday foods
sure.
with the strictures of your diet.
Well, I would say one of my favorite ingredients is almond flour.
Okay.
And I wrote a book in 2009 called The Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. And I love almond flour because it has a rich, buttery flavor. Almonds are just also wonderfully high in protein. And almond flour is really easy to use. I think when a lot of people consider gluten-free recipes, they're terrified by the long list of gluten-free substitute flours, rice flour, potato starch, xanthan gum, etc. When you're using almond flour in a recipe, it's a single flour, which is just amazing.
You have brought with you these paleo chocolate chip cookies.
I have.
And these include the almond flour.
They do.
Let's give them a taste.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're going to taste that.
Mm-hmm. They're very chewy.
Moment of truth.
They're very good. And I pick up a subtle almond flavor.
Yes.
Almost like marzipan. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah. Almonds have a very sweet flavor. And there's an incredibly long culinary tradition in European cooking of using almond flour.
Where else do you use almond flour in this cookbook? What else? Does it allow you to do things outside the dessert realm?
Oh, it does. Almond flour is fabulous in, we have it in the bread section, crackers. It's a really versatile flour and I use it for quite a bit of recipes.
Let's talk about breakfast. And I always find breakfast to be the hardest meal to be creative in. Have you found that?
Yeah. But a lot of the time, I'm really lazy and I eat dinner for breakfast.
Okay.
I'll just have beef brisket from the night before with mashed cauliflower. I'll reheat it and eat it for breakfast. But obviously, when I'm having people over on the weekends, I'll make something fun like blueberry coffee cake. And I love serving that with the frittata.
Tell us about the frittata.
So it's got olive oil, onion, broccoli, kale, eggs, salt, and pepper. And as you can see, there's a very short list of ingredients. Because
Was that important to you, that these not be, you know, like a ton of ingredients.
Yeah, I need short lists of ingredients. You can see also on the same page that there's a short, two very small paragraphs of instructions, because when I'm making my recipes and even testing the recipes, I'm trying to take out the garbage and help two kids with homework and answer the phone at the same time. So I don't have time to be separating eggs and whisking egg whites. I need a recipe that's sort of make some wet ingredients, dry ingredients, throw them together, cook them, and make it taste really good.
Was there a recipe that you were wary of at first that really surprised you, that turned out better than you expected?
Oh, wow. I would have to say pad thai, making paleo pad thai.
Right, because there's a noodle-based Thai dish.
Yeah.
Seems that that would be a challenge.
Yeah, and I've been eating a lot of that this week. I made a huge batch of it the other night, and I use spaghetti squash as the noodles. So it's just this huge dish of so many superfoods. And then I put a tangy nut sauce on it. I call it a tangy peanut sauce, but there's no peanuts in this book. The book is paleo. Peanut is a legume. So it's actually a high-protein almond butter sauce.
Let's talk about paleo. So there are questions about its health benefits. U.S. News and World Report did a survey of nutrition experts back in 2011, and these experts ranked paleo last in several factors, including health.
I saw that. Personally, I'm not attached to the name paleo for a diet. I think what works for me is I can't digest grains. And grains are a fairly recent phenomenon in human evolution. We've been around a couple million years, and grains have only been around 10,000 years.
Yeah, and yet grains seem so ingrained, right?
They are ingrained. Well said. They're so prevalent. I think we have sort of a mono diet of wheat and maybe also a lot of dairy. And that diet isn't something that I think works for certain people who go from doctor to doctor with undiagnosable health conditions. And a lot of these people can end up finding relief when they just eliminate grains from their diet. I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all diet. I think the most important thing, if you're not feeling well, is to do an elimination diet and take away as many foods as you can and then start adding them back in. See how you feel with each food and find out what's right for you.
So your toughest critic, as I understand it, might be members of your own family who do not have celiac disease, and you refuse to cook right two separate meals. You're not going to make one for yourself and your son and one for the others.
Yes.
So how are you doing in that mission?
I'm doing well. I have two boys. They're 13 and 14 and a husband. And they, all three of them, celiac or no celiac, are pretty tough critics. We eat a lot of red meat now. I'd say my biggest victory is the ice cream section of the book, which has vegan ice creams made with coconut milk and hemp seed. My son will sometimes have a bunch of kids from his baseball team sleep over, and they'll quote unquote raid the freezer in the middle of the night and think they're sneaking a really bad treat, taking this ice cream, which is so healthy I would actually feed it for breakfast to them. And those kids from the baseball team are living in, you know, regular houses where the moms buy Doritos and they eat, quote unquote, regular food. So for those kids to be telling my kids this ice cream is great is, as I said, that's a pretty big victory.
Where do you find hemp seed?
Oh, I buy it at Whole Foods or Vitamin Cottage. Any health food store has it.
And what is its role in the ice cream?
You want to kind of neutralize the coconut milk taste. And instead of using a nut like cashew, which also works very well, I'm again looking to include as many of my readers as I can in being able to partake in these recipes. So I made it nut free and I'm using hemp to kind of round out the flavor, neutralize the coconut taste rather than another nut.
Thank you so much, Ilana.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Great to be here.
Boulder food blogger Ilana Amsterdam is the author of Paleo Cooking from Ilana's Pantry. And there are recipes from the book at cpr.org.